You're listening to the news and music programs on Canton City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Innis News. With a theme entitled Creative Youth for the Developing Canton City, Canton City's Month of the Youth 2022 was launched this morning at the square in front of the headquarters of Bình Thủy Urban District Party Committee, Ngân Thuận Residential Zone in Bình Thủy Urban District. At the launch, supporting units presented the symbols of projects of celebrating the Congress of the Youth Union at all levels in 2022-2027 term in an advance to the 11th Congress of Canton City's Ho Chi Minh Community Youth Union 2022-2027 term. Canton City's Month of the Youth 2022 takes place from now to late March and has such contents as propaganda education on the glorious traditions of the youth, Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union and history of Canton City's Youth Union, activities of promoting the youth's creative voluntary spirit for the community, accompanying the youth in starting up the business and integrating into the world, taking care and supporting teenagers and children, building strong youth union. Of these activities, apart from city-level projects, each youth union of districts and subordinating youth union performs at least one youth's work. On the occasion of the 67th Vietnam Physicians Day, February 27, 1955, February 27, 2022, Colonel Trần Quốc Khởi, Deputy Commissioner of the City's Military Command, extended health wishes to physical employees of hospitals and medical units in the city and thanked them for their contribution to the development of the city's medical sector and people's healthcare task. Also, he highly valued the cooperation between the city's military command and medical units, especially in the COVID-19 Canton Task and Health Check for military service, hoping for a closer and closer combination, contributing to improving the examination treatment task and people's health care. This morning, at Vườn Mận or the Plum Garden-based Cultural Historical Relic Zone in Long Tuyền Ward, Bình Thủy Upper District, 70 delegates who are members of the Liaison Board, representatives of War Matters, Families Raising Special Task Force, attended the annual gathering. After respectfully lighting incense in commemoration of heroes and war martyrs sacrificing in the 1968 Spring General Offensive and Uprising, delegates recalled the indomitable and resilient traditions of people and soldiers of Canton City in the resistance war for national salvation and joined the talk to share opinions relating to building and developing movements of the War Veterans Association, looking after families of members, organizing many meaningful activities in celebration of the Congress of War Veterans Associations at all levels. Canton City People's Committee has just sent the official letter to relevant units to publicize the implementation of the non-stop BOT toll collection as directed by the government. Accordingly, Canton City People's Committee assigns the director of the Transport Department to be in charge and combined with related units to post identification cards on all vehicles managed by the unit and mobilize public and civil servants laborers to take the lead in posting the identification cards on individual vehicles via ETC toll collection service. Manual collection will be stopped from June 1st as directed by the government. The IC3 intersection from Canton Bridge to the inner Canton City runs through Quang Trung Street and connects traffic with southwestern provinces and cities. However, having been exploited for many years, the street service is degraded and inundated by tide. To both ensure safety for traffic and overcome the inundation, the management board of the project number 8 under the Directorate for the Road of Vietnam has just started the project of upgrading the IC3 intersection in front of Go Canton Supermarket at a total investment capital of more than 24 billion Vietnam dong. According to Canton City's ODA Project Management Board, the construction progress of Trần Hoàng Na Street has been completed 44.33% of work, worth more than 325 billion out of 791 billion Vietnam đồng of the contract value. As observed, contractors are concentrating on piers of the bridge in Cái Răng and Đinh Kiều sites and underwater piers and the approach to the bridge. About 60% of work have been completed and will be completed in June 30, 2022 as the contract. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.